Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not an icky feeling about Bo's tweet last night, no, but it's still an icky feeling about the Atlanta Falcons and everything.
I was, I wasn't gonna make that connection, but this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. So, yeah, you guys are still recovering from that 18-10 loss to the Steelers on Sunday to open up week one. Well, Atlanta Falcons head coach Raheem Morris, he spoke to the media yesterday. He discussed the struggles in the passing game.
You know, wasn't a great day for us, you know, on the passing attack when you come to talking about those things and how you want to execute and how you want to get those things off. You know, when you talk about the second half led, I mean, third and 12 and third and whatever they were, those are all tough downs. And those are going to be tough downs every single week if you put yourself in those things. But on that first drive, when we're able to move the ball, running the ball down the field, throwing the ball to Bijan, quick pass to Drake, another crossing route to Mooney, and you execute, you get on the field that way until JJ makes a great stop on that run play and kind of slows us down. We hit a screen to Bijan, you know, a little extra shove there on the push and you potentially walk into a touchdown, right? And so that's what it's supposed to look like, what that first drive looked like coming out the half, getting that 2-minute drive at the end of the half. That's what it's supposed to look like, getting a touchdown to Kyle. That's what it's supposed to look like. But when you come out in the second half and you have the penalty on the crossing right to Kyle with the hands to the face, questionable or not, whatever the case may be, those things set you back. The holding sets you back. When you get the big run from Bijan, put yourself in second and long or third and long, the passing game is going to be tough when you play anybody in this league with that significant amount of pass rush that they have.
Yeah, there's a couple of realities to what he's saying is that the mistakes killed you. Turnovers and penalties. You know, there was a penalty that we're not even talking about. Well, I still don't. I'm still confused. It was in the second half. There was a holding call on a running play that they got McGarry for. No clue what was called. I didn't see one thing that should have been called. The Jake thing I thought was a legitimate call. It was unfortunate because it wasn't a technique issue. It was just, I think it was Alex Highsmith who was against, and he just did a good job of getting his pad level low, and that's where Jake's hand was, and it just happened to be his face. He said something about the running game, though, and there apparently now is this uprising of closeted Tyler Allgeier fans who have come out of the woodwork. That
uprising on the socials. Is that what you're...
Yeah, he's better than Bijan, and that's why they sucked on Sunday. I don't care who's carrying the football. If Cameron Hayward is living in your backfield, and then it's not going to go well. There was a stat out there, and I think it was early in the fourth quarter, that the average, it was the Falcons were averaging 1.8 yards before contact in the running game. That is not good. That means there's a lot of hits in the backfield, which there were. You can't run the football, and the Falcons, and Mike, we were watching Matt Ryan talk earlier this morning on a breakdown, and he said, hey, this team's best when they're running the football. If you're not getting a push, it doesn't matter. And I know you don't want to sit here and bag on the offensive line, but I thought offensive line play was not good enough, and I didn't think the offensive coordinator did enough to help him either.
Well, we'll get into the offensive coordinator throughout the show, and then we'll talk about Kirk Cousins' health and coming up at 6:20 in just a minute. But I will talk a little bit about the run game because, as you begin to kind of break things down and you realize just how many times you ran wide zone left and wide zone left and wide zone left, and I think you ran wide zone left 11 times. As opposed to trying to run behind a Caleb McGarry, TJ Watt block, which obviously TJ Watt, ripped into the B gap on like the very first time he tried to do it, and he got into the backfield and he made a play. And so it's just frustrating, man, because I'm with you. I don't think the offensive line played extremely well in the run game either. I'm setting myself up for failure here because I watched San Francisco last night in the ingenuity in all that comes along with that offense and the misdirections and the play actions and all the pulling and all the different things they try to do. And I'm just telling you, from an offensive line perspective, you did two things. You ran wide zone and you ran drop back pass protection. And it's just frustrating to watch.
Well, since you mentioned TJ Watt and Caleb McGarry, let's take a listen to Coach Morris talk about that matchup.
You know, he's a really good player, and he had one sack, and then he had the two. One jumped off sides, one was the penalty. You know, he could have wrecked the game if those other two count. You know, but with the chip plan and some of the things that we're trying to do to him, with the slides to him and all those type of things, and making those adjustments, he's still going to make some plays. You know, you like to limit those things to keep you on track to be able to make those plays. And the only way you do that really is to keep your run game efficient. And that's what they did the best job of in the second half, is making our run game not as efficient as it was in the first half.
I thought he did wreck the game by living in the backfield and speeding up Kirk Cousins. I don't want to necessarily get down this road, but this whole sacks, and fans get hung up on sacks, and defensive coaches say sacks don't matter as much as pressures and getting the quarterback off his spot. But I thought they made Kirk Cousins uncomfortable, which was old. And somebody goes, hey, his Achilles is hurt. There's no zip on his ball. And I said, he doesn't. I go, he's throwing it flat-footed because he can't step into the throw, and that's a big deal.
That was a big topic yesterday.
Yeah,
a really big topic yesterday.
Well, and look, there were times that he could step in a throw and threw it flat footed, and that's what I think is concerning. And to your point, look, I think Raheem does a nice job of kind of circling around these things, and I love trying to come at it from a player's perspective and talk about everything else. I disagree with Raheem. I mean, we can talk about the sack that T.J. Watt had. The guy lived in the backfield, and we exactly. talked about it till we were blue in the face yesterday. Even when he's getting chipped, he's at the legs, he's at the feet. He's in Kirk Cousins' face at all times. So, you look at the stats, and you're like, well, you know, it didn't really affect the game that much. The drag down tackles, the lack of bootleg, the lack of play, I mean, it just everything came together to make an absolute perfect storm yesterday in terms of Zach Robinson and this offensive play calling that just makes me still right now kind of sick to my stomach.
Well, let's talk about the game plan some more. And was it impacted by Kirk Cousins' health? That's what Coach Raheem Morris was asked. We'll take a listen to that next when we come back here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.